Today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Beis, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph Ulirei Shlokish. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Chaya bas Jamila, Chananya Yonta Flipa ben Yitzchak, Reb Zechariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toiv, Reb Chaim Toiv. So today's daf, Yevamos daf Pei Beis, is very much a continuation of yesterday's daf, Yevamos daf Pei Aleph. So really, in order to begin today's daf, we need to precap the daf by recapping yesterday's daf. So yesterday's daf dealt primarily with a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to understand one line of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both said, in that Duroigin is Koyin, that marries a Bas Yisrael, the halacha is, this Bas Yisrael is a lady Truma. In other words, we know a Bas Yisrael that marries a Koyin, because she's Kinyan Kaspi of the Koyin, she's a lady Truma. What if the Koyin, what if the husband is an Adroiginus? Said Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that even then she would be allowed to eat Truma. And there was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what exactly this means. Rabbi Yochanan said, it means kipshutai. It means what it sounds like it means. Just like any koyin is meichel ishtai b'truma, so too an adreigenes koyin would be able to be meichel ishtai b'truma. Now you're going to ask me, said Rabbi Yochanan, but the koyin's an adreigenes. If he's an androgynous, he's a Sofik Zachar, Sofik Nekeva. If that's the case, the Bas Yisrael should only be married to him Misafik. If she's only married to him Misafik, how Misafik could we be Mekel and allow her to eat Truma? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon must disagree with that premise. A premise that we know from throughout Chas. And clearly they're of the opinion that an androgynous is a Zachar Vadai. And it's for that reason the halach is that an androgynous Koyet Shinos of Bas Yisrael, Machila B'Truma. And Rabbi Yochanan said, if that's the case, the halach is he'd be able to be Michael or Truma D'Rabbanon. He'd be able to be Michael or even Truma D'Raisa. And even Chaz of Ashoik, even Kachim. The reason is because an androgynous, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are Zachar Vadai. As for that reason, an Hs androgynous is like a regular Hs kohen, and she has all the perks and benefits of being married to a kohen. But Reish Lakish argued. Reish Lakish said, I disagree. I don't think that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold that an androgynous is a zachar vaday. Rather, they're of the opinion that an androgynous is a suffix zachar. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says androgynous pas kohen? Adroigenes koyin shenasa bas Yisrael, that loch is machil betruma. We're talking about truma bizman hazeh. Truma bizman hazeh is only the rabbanon, and being that it's only the rabbanon, the chamu were mekel, and they said, with a truma the rabbanon, you could be soimich on the fact that maybe the adroigenes is a zachar, and only then will she be able to eat truma. But as it relates to truma de raisa, as it relates to chazav ashoik, or like the Gemara said, even truma de rabbanon, at a time where there was Truma Dairaisa, in those instances, the halacha is that this Bas Yisrael would not be able to eat Truma. And then the Gemara digressed. And the Gemara said that Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan turned to Reish Lakish and said that your pshat in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is predicated on a major assumption. And that is that Truma Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. And he called him out on it. He said, Mi Sarvis Truma Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanon. Is that true? Truma nowadays is the Rabbanon. That's what the Mishnah means when it says Machila B'Truma. It means Truma Dafka Bizman Hazeh, because Truma Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. So Reish Lakish said, in, yes, Sha'ani Shoina, and I have a raya to this. My raya is a braisa, and Reish Lakish referred to the braisa as the braisa of Igul B'Igulim Oila. The case over there was where somebody had a pressed fig cake that was truma, and it was nisarev with other fig cakes that were not truma. Says the Braisa, the halacha is that just like whenever there's a taruvos of issa v'heter, even if it's a taruvos of truma and chulin, as long as you have enough chulin, in the case of truma, you have 100 times chulin, the halacha is it's going to be batal. In this case of igul b'igulin, the halacha is going to be the same. Now, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, I have a major problem with this halacha. Why? Because a cake, these fig cakes were chashav. These were things that people counted. They were a davar shebe minyan. And because they're a davar shebe minyan, isn't the halacha that a davar shebe minyan is not batal? So how could the braisa say, igul bi igulam oila? Said Reish Lakish, must be hacha b'mayaskina b'truma b'zmanazeh. Truma b'zmanazeh is only the rabbanon. And because it's only the rabbanon, even though it's a davar shebe minyan, still the halacha is, it's going to be batal. But said Reish Lakish, this braisa is my makar, this is my raya, that the halacha is, that truma b'zmanazeh is going to be the rabbanon. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says that a basi Yisrael that's married to an adroig in the sky and the halacha she could be truma, it means truma bizman hazeh. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan said that I disagree with your raya. It can't be that igul bi igulim oila is because we're discussing truma bizman hazeh and truma bizman hazeh is only the rabbana. As for that reason, even though it's a davar shebe minyan, the halacha is it's going to be bottle. Why? Because I have a braisa that says something very similar. A braisa that's not discussing igu bi igulim, but a braisa that's discussing chaticha bit chatichos. And there too, said Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is oila. And there you can't tell me that we're dealing with something that's only a din rabban. So what was the braisa of chaticha bit chatichos oila? The braisa over there was discussing chaticha of basar chatos tami. It was nisarev with other chatichos of a carbon chatos. Now halacha is, says the braisa, that as long as it's a sheer bittol, it's going to be oil. Now said Rabbi Yochanan, this chaticha is also a davar shebe minyan. Chaticha is flesh, is a davar shebe minyan. And still the braisa says oil. And over there you can't tell me it's only oil because it's a derabanan, because basar chatos tame, you're not allowed to eat midday raisa. So obviously we're dealing with a din day raisa, and still it says chaticha bechaticha is oila. Muzayin, said Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason chaticha bechatichos is oila, and for that matter, the reason igul b'igulim is going to be oila, is because really, a chatichas basar, as much as it's true that some people counted, and these igule d'veila, as much as it's true that some people counted it, but not everybody counted it. And because not everybody counted it, it's not considered a davar shebe minyan, and because it's not considered a davar shebe minyan, that's why the halacha is it's going to be oila. But al kaponim, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, that you're bringing me a raya from the fact that igul b'igulim Gulam is oila. Aye, it's a davar shebe minyan. Must be it's truma bizman hazeh. That's a derabanan. No, that can't be the pshat. The pshat rather is that the reason it's oila is even if truma bizman hazeh is the raisa, it's because it's a davar shebe minyan in the sense that some people count it, but not everybody counts it. Because not everybody counts it, so it's for that reason it's not really considered a davar shebe minyan. And the Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, what's really at the core of our shayla over here? Meaning, really, what it boils down to then is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing and debating. If you have something that some people count, or maybe even many people count, maybe even most people count, but not everybody counts, is that considered davar shebe minyan, or is it not considered davar shebe minyan? It seems eagle and chaticha fall into that category. Reish Lakish referred to it as a davar shebe minyan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's not a davar shebe minyan. What does it boil down to? It boils down to how to understand a shitas rameir in a Mishnah Masechtas Arla. The Mishnah was discussing bundles of fenugreek. They were either Kiliya Kerem or Arla, and they were Nesariv. And Rameir says that the halacha is that there is no bittel. And the reason Rameir said there's no bittel is because it's a davar shebe minyan. And there was a shaila what the girsa in Rameir was. Some had the girsa that Rameir said kol shedarkoi limnois. Others had the girsa eish shedarkoi limnois. Says the Gemara, what do these two things mean? Kol shedarkoi limnois means that there are many people that count, but not necessarily everybody. Eish shedarkoi limnois means that everybody counts. Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, l'chura, that's what our shaila over here is. You obviously hold kol shedarkoi limnois. Therefore, you hold the eagle is a davar shebe minyan. If it's a davar shebe minyan, so why is it oil? Must be because it's truma bizman hazeh. That's the right truma bizman hazeh. The rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan said, I disagree. I hold it's eish shedarkoi limnois because it's eish shedarkoi limnois. The only time something is considered a davar shebe minyan is if it's something that everybody counts. Eagle is not something that everybody counts, and therefore the halacha is that it's batal, even though truma bizman hazeh, said Rabbi Yochanan, is really a deraisa. So we're getting closer to where we need to be. But the Gemara said there's one piece of unfinished business, and that is at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan had a raya to his shita. He had a raya from the braisa, chaticha bechatichos oila. What was the raya? A chaticha is a davar shebe minyan in the sense that some people count it. It's for sure the raisa we're dealing with basar chatas that's tame, and still the braisa says oila. Isn't that a raya that at the end of the day something that only some people count is not a davar shebe minyan? Like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Reish Lakish. So Gemara says, no, Reish Lakish, how are you going to learn shine in this braisa? And the Gemara said, Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you how I'm going to learn shine in this braisa. It's talking about where the basar was nimayach, where it had been liquefied. As a result, it's not in a state of basar. It's not something you could put a fork and a knife into. And as a result, it's taken not chashev anymore. It's not a davar shebe minyan, and it's for that reason Reish Lakish says that halacha is that it's going to be batal. In other words, a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish now, as we shift all in on this braisa, what's the reason that chatichas bechatichas is oila? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's oila because a chatichas basar is not eshet darkei limnos. Some people count it, but not everybody counts it. And as a result, it's batal, because there's always halacha batal. According to Reish Lakish, the reason the halacha is that it's batal is because hacha b'mayaskinu where it was nimayach, and because it was nimayach, it's for that reason, it's certainly not in a state of chashivos. If it was a piece of basa, it would not be batal. That's the reason. But the Gemara now is going to go into the braisa a little bit more, and really pick up on something that we saw a little bit in yesterday's daf, and that is this braisa, chatichas b'chatichas oila, had a seifa as well. The Reish of the Braisa is discussing the chaticha shel chatos tmeya that was nesari with a whole bunch of chatichos shel chatos tahira. So what was the halacha? The halacha is ayla. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said loy tala. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda argued is because it's a mimba minay, and Rabbi Yehuda shita is mimba minay is loy batal. But the chachamim hold that it's batal. But then the Braisa brought a seifa and said if you would have a chaticha shel chatos tahira shel nesari b'meya chaticha shel chulin, then the halacha is Divrei Hakol, everybody's going to agree, loy tal, it's not going to be batal. Meaning, if you would have a chaticha shel chatos toira, it's not tomei. But it was nesarif. What was nesarif in? It was nesarif in chulin. And now the question is, could someone that's not a kohen eat? Only a kohen is allowed to eat kachay kadashim. Only the kohen could eat the chatos. But now that it's in the taruvis, could someone that's not a kohen eat it? And over here, the braisa said, the halach is, everyone's going to agree, loy tal. Now, the Gemara is going to set up with a kasha. Let's just speak out the kasha bal peh, and then we'll go through the Gemara fairly quickly inside. The Gemara is going to ask, the Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the Brice is talking about where you had a Chatichas Basar. A Chatichas Basar is a Dovah Shebe Minyan for some people. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Sheet is that a Chatichas Basar is not Eishne Darker Limnois, and as a result, at the end of the day, it's not called a Dovah Shebe Minyan. But you can hear why a little bit it is a Dovah Shebe Minyan, and why a little bit maybe it wouldn't be Batal. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I would understand the chilik between the Reish and the Seif according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Reish is talking about we had a chaticha shel chatos tmeya that was in Sarva with a bunch of chatichas tahiros. There the halacha is batal. In the Seif we're talking about we had a chaticha of chatos tahira that was in Sarva with a bunch of chatichas of chulin. There the halacha is loy batal. You know what the difference is? The difference is, the way Rashi explains, in the Reisha there's a hefsid meruba. In the Sefer, there's only a Hefsin Mu'at. The Reish is a Hefsin Meruba, because if you're going to say this Taruvus is not Nogeya, no one's going to be able to eat it, because nobody could eat Chatas Tmeya. Not a Zar, not a Koy, no one could eat it. So as a result, we're going to have to discard everything. The Sefer, however, is only a Hefsin Mu'at, because although the Zar is not able to eat the Chatas, but the Koy can eat the Chatas. So that's going to be the Chilik. In the Reish, we say Bittol because of Hefsin Meruba. In the Sefer, we don't say Bittol because it's Hefsin Mu'at. Now you're going to tell me, who cares if it's Hefsin Mu'at only? Why shouldn't you say bittel? I'll tell you why. Because the davish of minyan. Yeah, but I thought Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not a davish of minyan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold eisha darki limnos? Yeah, on a biblical level. However, the rabbanu were machmer and they treated this also as a davish of minyan in a case where all there is a hefsin mu'at. It's a shtickle Torah, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan's going to have to say. A bezachta yomaru, according to Reish Lakish, that learns that the Braisa is talking about where it was nimayach. So if it's nimayach, there's no svar l'chayr in the world why there should be no bittel. So if that's the case, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, just like in the reisha that halacha is, that we say bittel. Why? Because it was nimayach, so why not? So in the seifa, you should also say bittel. Why? Because it's nimayach. Meaning, bishlam of the Rabbi Yochanan, we're dealing with a shtick flesh, which is a davar shebe minyan on some level. So you can hear this basis to be machmer, where all there is a hefsid mu'at. But according to Reish Lakish, this is a lechatchila shebe lechatchila digabitl. So if that's the case, why in the sefer would you be machmer? Oh, because it's only a hefsid mu'at, so you need Hefsid Meruba in order to say Bittel? Bittel's one of the Mishpatei HaTorah. It's a Dindei Raisa, Chirabim Lahatas. So why would you care if there is a Hefsid, there's not a Hefsid? That is the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara is going to say three Terutzim to explain how Reish Lakish is going to reconcile the chilik in the braisa between the reisha and the seifa. Zok the Gemara innovating. Well, the Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, maishna reisha, who maishna seifa, being that we're talking about where it's nimayach anyway, so it doesn't seem to be anything but the evid with this bittel. So why in the reisha do we say bittel and the seifa we don't say bittel? Amr Rav Sheshi Beid Ravidi. So Rav Sheshi Beid Ravidi said reisha is talking about betumas mashkin the rabbanon. We're dealing with a chaticha shel chatas tmeya. That was the case. So says the Gemara, maybe Reish Lakish learned that the case of tuma was where it was only tame mid rabbanon. It was tumas mashkin the rabbanon. Being that the problem over here is that the Rabbanim dig a problem, that's where Rish Lakish said Bittul. Seif, however, the Seif is Deiraisa, is talking about where there was a problem with Deiraisa. What do you mean it's a problem with Deiraisa? A piece of Chatas, Klapi Azar, is an Issa Deiraisa. And because it's an Issa Deiraisa, therefore over there you don't say Bittul. So the difference between the Reish and the Seif is the Reish is talking about where all there is a problem, the Rabbanim. The problem there is the Tumah, we're dealing with Tumas Mashkin, the Rabbanim. The Seif, however, is talking about where the problem is the Chatas. Chatas, of course, is a problem mid Deiraisa. Now the truth is, it's Iker Chaser from the Gemara. Because the Gemara didn't explain at the end there, who cares the Rabbanon or Deiraisa? You say Bittul by the Rabbanon, you say Bittul by Deiraisa. If Hachab and Mayaskin where it's Nimayach, which Rish Lakish has to say in order to make this whole sugya work, Snoluchaira, at the end of the day, it should work even in the Seifa where it's a Deiraisa. So Rashi is Mefarish, and Rashi says that you have to say that the Bidiyevid in this Bittul, in this Braisa, is not Dovash Abiminyan. We're talking about where it was Nimayach. The Bidiyevid is that it's Mim B'minoy. And even though in the Braisa, and really throughout Shas, it's only Rabbi Yehuda that holds Mim B'minei Le'batol, but could be Reish Lakish held that the Chachamim Amoida, that by the Raises, Mim B'minei Le'batol. We're Mekel by the Rabbanon, but we're Machmim B'dai Raises. Normally you learn that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds Mim B'minei Le'batol, Chachamim completely disagree. They don't hold of such a halacha Mim B'minei Le'batol. La'olam, to make this Braisa work, Reish Lakish is going to say that even the Rabbanon on some level are naches to the Svar of Mim B'minei Le'batol. In the Reishna where we're dealing with a problem with the Rabbanon, you're not going to say Mim B'minei Le'batol. In the Seifa, however, we're dealing with a problem with the Raisa, that's where we're going to say Mim B'minei Le'batol. But the bottom line is what we're saying is that the chil between the Reish and the Seif is, the Reish is talking about where it was a Tumah, that was the problem, and a Tumas Mashkin de Rabbanon. Oh, Tumas Mashkin de Rabbanon, there, Mim B'midnei is Batal, then everything is going to be okay. The Seif is talking about where the problem is, it's a Chatos, Klape Yazar, that's of course Pasal Midei Raisa, over there, Mim B'minoi, even according to the Chachamim, is going to be Loi Batal. But the Gemara says, basically what you're telling me is the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is the Reish is the Rabban and the Seifa is the Raisa. If that's the case, Avol Tumasher, it's mine. What would be if you had the case of the Reisha? You had a Chaticha, Shnal Chatas Tmeya, but it was Tomei Midei Raisa. It was Tomei because it came in contact with the Sheretz. And it was Nisan Rivnel with a whole bunch of Chaticha, Shnal Chatos Tairis. Essentially, what's coming out is the halacha wouldn't be Batal. Tmei Loi Tala. So if that's the case, Adat Tani Seifa, Avol Chaticha, Shnal Chatas Tairis, and Nisan Rivnel, Chaticha, Shnal Chulun Tairis, Loi Tala. So why did the Seifa have to shift gear? It's going to a completely different world and discuss a case of Taruvais where the Isser is Chatos Tahira and the Heter is Chulin. Why couldn't we just stay focused and argue about the same case? Meaning, continue to discuss a Chaticha Shel Chatos Tmeya, Shenes Arba B'meya Chaticha Shel Chatos Tahiris, and say as follows: B'me Dvarim Amurim, when is it the halacha that it's Batal B'Tumas Mashkin? That's if it's Tumas Mashkin, because Tumas Mashkin is only Midrabanan, Avo B'Tumas Eretz. But if it's Tumas Eretz, being that it's a Deiraisa, so loy. So, afraid to Gemara, if the Chel between the Reish and the Seif is the Raisa the Rabbanon, so why do we have to go from Tumah to Chatos? Stay focused, stay within the realm of Tumah, and just differentiate between a Tumah the Rabbanon and the Reish and a Tumah the Reish. And the Seifa, the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara could have, would have, should have done that. A Betayra, Betahira is Adaflay. Like the Gemara said at the end of yesterday's, after top of the Yamin, the Gemara, the Braisa wanted to tell me this Chiddush. Braisa wanted you to know that if you have a Chaticha Shel Chatos Tahira that was in Sar with a bunch of Tichos of Chulin, that loch is, it's not going to be Batal, and that's why the Braisa said this. Did it have to say this? No. If the Braisa would have wanted to, it could have made the point by continuing to discuss the case of Chaticha Shel Chatos Tmeya and just swap it from a Tumah de Rabbanon, such as Tumas Mashkin, to a Tumah de Raisa, such as Tumas Sheretz. Rabbah said a different Teretz. A Teretz to the original question. According to Reish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Humaishna Seifa, says the Gemara. Rabba said, Reisha Issa Lav, Seifa Issa Kar. So the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is, the Reisha is talking about what the Issa is, you have a Chatas that's Tame. The Seifa, the problem is, you have a Chatas that's Tar, but a Zor wants to eat it. The Reisha is discussing an Issa Lav. For a Kayin to eat Chatas Tame, it's Lois, it's Malchus. All it is a Lav. For a Zor to eat Chatas, even Tahira, that's Tumas Mikdash V'Kaldashav, that's already a Chi of Karas. What's the point? The point is that in the Reisha we're Mekel, because all it is a Tumas Lav. In the Seifa we're Machmer, why? Because over there it's an Isser that's related to Karas. Now, again, Rashi is Mefarish. But if we're talking about where the Basa was Nimayach, and it's not a Davar Chashiv, and it's not a Davar Shabim Minyan, so why does it matter that it's an Issar Karas? At the end of the day, you say Bittul. You say Bittul by Issar Karas as well. The Teretz is the same Teretz that we said earlier. Rashi's Mefarish it the same exact way. That being that on some level this is a b'di'evad gebitul, the reason it's a b'di'evad gebitul is because it's a mimba minay. And even though usually we think that only Rabbi Yehuda holds a mimba minay, but Reish Lakish was mefarish in this braisa that even the chachamim agree mimba minay loy batul. However, they limit it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said mimba minay loy batul never. The chachamim held that mimba minay loy batul only sometimes. What does it depend on? How chamer is the iser? If the iser is so chamer that it's an iser karis, mimba minay loy batul. If it's not so chamer because all it is an iser lab, over there the halacha is going to be Mim b'minoy batal, says the Gemara. The Rabbi who da amar. But could it be really that Rabbi said this teretz? Meaning, what's Rabbi saying? Rabbi saying the chumri, the ratio, the safe is Isser lav Issacharis. As if to say, by Issacharis, that's very chamor. There, the chamim hold mim b'minoy batal. Isser lav is not so chamor. So there, mim b'minoy is batal. So is that possible? But the Gemara says, for Rabbi Hudama, Rabbi himself said, whenever it comes to Dine de Raisa, Loishna Issa Lava, Loishna Issa Kars. Now, this Rabbi is talking about a completely different context. It's a Gemara, Lekamon and Ar Mesechta, Daf Kufi Utasim and Aleph. But the bottom line is that Rabbi said this line, that when it comes to de Raises, doesn't matter if it's a Lava or it's a Kars, it's all the same, Trekameh, right? Any de Raisa is very, very common. And over here, Rabbi himself is being Mefarish, this Raisa, Libid Reish Lakish, and he's differentiating between an Issa Lava and an Issa Kars. So the Gemara says, I hear. Rav Ashi said a third teretz. He said, what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Why is it if you had a chatikah shachatas tmei, that was this arva, with chatois, tahoirois, talochis, we say bittel. But if you had a chatikah shachatas tahoir, that was nisarev, with a bunch of chatikahs of chulin, we say there's no bittel. At the end of the day, if we're talking about where it was nimayach, so there's no davash abiminyan over here. So what's the difference? Rav Ashi said, Seifa mishum nahavali davash yesh matirim. The reason there's no bittel in the Seifa is because the Isser is a davash yesh matirim. V'chol davash yesh matirim. Anything that's now we know the rule of Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin. Anytime you have an Isser that could become Mutter, then we don't rely on Bittel to make it Mutter. So the classic example would be a Beish and Alda Beyantif. Beish and Alda Beyantif, on Yantif, you're not let eat. Chleks B'Shan B'Sil, the first mission of Sechtes Beyer. But on Yantif, you're not let eat it. What happens if it's Nesar with a whole bunch of different Beitzim? So that's your classic example. It's a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin. We don't work with Bittel. The reason is because the Isser to eat a Beish and Alda Beyantif is only on Yantif. Tomorrow, it's not going to be Yantif anymore. Tomorrow, you'll be able to eat it Beheter. So like Rashi famously says, Achet Teichlenu Be'Isser, Teichlenu Beheter. That's Nalachzit in the Rabbanon. That by Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin, you don't say Bittel. So Rav Ashi said that the safe is a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin. Now, what's Pashup Shad? The Gemara is going to ask on this in 1 second, but we have to at least touch the words. The words are, in the Reisha, nobody could eat the Chatas Tmeya. In the Seifa, it's only the Tzar that can't eat the Chatas Tmeya, but the Kohen could eat it. So being that the Kohen could eat it, it's a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin. Freit the Gemara, or says the Gemara really, V'hadar Rav Ashi Bedusi. This Rav Ashi said, it's not really true. Why Rav Ashi said it, you have to know. All the times the Gemara says, V'hadar Rav Ashi Bedusi, you have to know. The Gemara says it a lot. But whatever Rav Ashi meant to say, he didn't mean this Lefiyo MS. Why? Because how could this be, how could a piece of Chatas be a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirin? Laman. Who is it, Dovah Sheyeshel Matirim? Ila Koyin, if for the Koyin, Mishushari. It's not a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirim, it's Mutter. And Ila Yisrael, and if for the Yisrael, Loiva Maser. It's always Aser. Ela, Hadra Ravashi Bedusi. Must be that Hadra Ravashi is really going to be Bedusa, meaning what Ravashi meant, or what, we don't know, but what he said, he certainly didn't mean. Because this is something that's not true. Alibo de ha emes. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is, it's true that the Chatas Tmei is also to everybody, and it's true that the Chatas Tahoira is mutter to the Kayana, but that doesn't make it a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirim. Dovah Sheyeshel Matirim means that even on the Tzad Isser, there will be a time that it's going to be mutter. Over here, the Isser is only to the Tzar, and for the Tzar, it's never going to be mutter. And as a result, it's not a Dovah Sheyeshel Matirim. And this concludes the first portion of today's daf. So moving along, again, it's all related to yesterday's daf, and that's why, even though the introduction was long, but hopefully Be'ezus Hashem it was worth it, because really the entire daf is a continuation of everything that we saw yesterday. So the original machloikis from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was how to understand Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon said that Dragonis Koyin that marries a Bas Yisrael machila b'truma. The question was, what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Truma Dei Raisa. According to Reish Lakish, only Truma Dei Rabbana. What is the core of the Machloikis? We'll revisit this on Amid Beis. Whether an Adroigenis is a Vadai Zachar or a Safik Zachar. Rabbi Yochanan is a Vadai Zachar, and therefore Machila B'Truma Dei Raisa. Reish Lakish holds only a Safik Zachar, and therefore she's only allowed to eat Truma Dei Rabbana. But what emerged as a derivative Machloikis was that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish seemed to also be arguing whether Truma Bezman Azez the Rabbanon and Truma Bezman Azez the Raisa. Because Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish, your pshat only works if Truma Bezman Azez the Rabbanon. You really hold Truma Bezman Azez the Rabbanon on the way in, ego be gulim, chaticha be chatichos. But the bottom line is, it seems to, at first glance, that in our sugi, there's a machlokes taking place between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, where the Truma Bezman Azez the Raisa, a Truma Bezman Azez the Rabbanon. Reish Lakish holds Truma Bezman Azez the Rabbanon. That's precisely the way it was mefarish the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yechon holds Truma Bezman Azez the Raisa. So, frankly, Gemara, so Rabbi Yechon Truma Bezman Azez the Raisa. Is that true? That Rabbi Yechon holds that Truma Bezman Azez the Raisa. But Tanya learned in the Raisa. So another classic case. So we had the Igul be Gulim, the Chaticha be Chatichos, and here we have another one. Shtei Kupos. There were two baskets. Achashokulim, Achashok Truma, and they had Peiros in it. One of them had Peiros of Chul, and the other one had Peiros of Truma. Lufneim Shnei Sa. And in front of these two baskets, there were two Sa. A Sa is a measuring container that measures a Sa. Now, there were two Sa, and they were filled with Peiros as well. Achat Shol Chul and Achat Shol Truma. So you have two Kupois, one is Chul and one is Truma, and then you have two Sa, one is Chul and one is Truma. The Naflu El B'Toich Elo. And then the two Kupois fell into the two Sa. One Kupa fell into one Sa, and the other Kupa fell into one Sa, and we don't know which Kupa fell into which Sa. Meaning, we don't know whether the chulin fell into the chulin or the chulin fell into the truma. Now, if the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, so that's my verdict. The truma will be truma and the chulin will be chulin. But if the chulin fell into the truma and the truma fell into the chulin, so then really what you have over here is that everything is a taruvah of chulin and truma. So how do you handle this? So says the Braisa Hariel Mutar, everything is mutar. It's fascinating. Why? Shani Yomer, I say truma l'taych truma naflo, the chulin l'taych chulin naflo. I know which saw had the chulin, I assume that the chulin fell into the chulin. I know which saw had the truma, I assume the truma fell into the truma. So whichever saw was truma, you'll treat as truma. Whichever was chulin, you'll treat as chulin. Sha'ani yoimer, because I make an assumption. I mean, it'd be nice if you could go through life making assumptions like this. Usually you can't. The Gemara is going to address this. But the Gemara says, no, this is what happened. Probably the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Rish Lakish says, okay, we have to mefarish this braisa before this gets taken out of context. He said, v'husha rabba chulin al truma. It's talking about where there was roiv chulin, meaning, even if the truma fell into the chulin, there'd be more chulin than truma. And because there'd be more chulin than truma, some amon of shach, you'd have a bittul b'raiv. So meaning that amon of shach, you'd have a bittul b'raiv, therefore it'd be okay. Now the truth is, ordinarily, truma is not bittul b'raiv. Truma is only bittul b'meya. You need 100 times hetter connected to iser in order to say bittul. But being that there's a svara shani yoyim, whatever that svara is, and there's raiv anyways, so being that there's raiv, midday raiv, so all you need is raiv, right? The whole halacha that truma is batul b'meya is only a chumr d'rabbanan. And anyhow, so good midday raiv, so this is all good, so therefore it's going to be fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afal pi shelo rabba chulin ala truma." No, this worked even if there was not more chulin than truma. Niflo. Even if you don't have more chulin than truma, even then it's going to be okay. Now the Rishonim speak out, and really it's shtikl mavur this way. That's clearly where the Rishonim got it from on Amid Beis, that even though Rabbi Yochanan says, Afal pi shelo rabba chulin ala truma, at the very least, he wants it to be 50-50. He wants it to be mechzal mechzal. So he's not saying, I don't care what the ratio is. No, you have to sit, you have to measure. But whereas Reish Lakish needs roiv, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if there's not roiv. But either way, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do we need? Bishlam the Reish Lakish. I understand, says Gemara, Reish Lakish's position in the sugya. Kasava bidrabana nami riboy hu debinan. Presumably, we're dealing with Truma Bezman Azeh. That's the assumption in the Gemara. If we're dealing with Truma Bezman Azeh, Reish Lakish, we know holds Truma Bezman Azeh is the Rabbana. So really, we're discussing a Sugi D'Rabbana. But even though we're discussing a Sugi D'Rabbana, it's still Reish Lakish holds that if the Kupas fall into the Satin, you'd still have to know you have Roiv of Chulin Keneged the Truma, because Lamaisis and Isid Rabbanan. And for an Isid Rabbanan, you still need a Bimavatalit. If you're going to go ahead and now eat the Chulin, assuming for sure that the Chulin fell into it. Knowing that even if the truma fell into it, still there'd be a bit of a right midaraisa. That's what gives you solace, and that's what allows you to move forward. Now you tell me you need right? I thought truma is only drabbanon. Yeah, so it's a drabbanon, finis a drabbanon. You need right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan kasha. Of a faith, the Gemara like Rabbi Yochanan that holds truma is manas as deraisa. Rabbeinu shaloyim. What's pashup shan Rabbi Yochanan? How could Rabbi Yochanan say shani yomer chulun taychulun naflu truma taych truma naflu? We're dealing with truma bezmanas as noniach. But Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is truma bezmanas as deraisa. So truma bezmanas as deraisa. How could Rabbi Yochanan say such halacha? So the Gemara says hamani. Rabbanu, Rabbi Yechon is going to tell you, this Braisa is the Rabbanu. Fine. Vanoda Amri, and I, who said, Shum is Manazes de Raisa, ki Rabbi Yossi. I was going like Rabbi Yossi. Machloikis, we're showing him exactly how to learn this. First Tosfos on the Amid. And not the Amrik Rabbi Yossi, I'm saying it Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, meaning I'm saying it to be Mefarish Rabbi Yossi, and also I'd rather hold like Rabbi Yossi. We'll get into that a little bit in the raid. But regardless, Vanod the Amrik Rabbi Yossi, I only meant it in Rabbi Yossi. Now, why would he have only meant it in Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, this whole sugya was being Mefarish. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. They were the ones that said, "Adroyin is coming." Shnasa Bas Yisrael that Machila Bechumah. So this is out in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. So he said, "I know the Rabbanon don't." Meaning, my whole hasaga on Reish Lakish in yesterday's daf and in the introduction to today's daf, the whole hasaga was, you're telling me Rabbi Yossi holds that Chumah's man says Rabbanon, that I don't agree with. But you wonder if Rabbi Yochanan could agree that there are shittas that hold Chumah's man says the Rabbanon? Absolutely, without question. And this price is an example of that, Zokta Gemara. But Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yochanan Nar Sugi holds Chumah's man says the Raisa, he meant in a Rabbi Yossi. Now, why would Rabbi Yossi have a difference in opinion than all the other Chachamim? The Tanya, it's based on a Braisa, and it's a Braisa B'Seder Oilam. So this is a place where the Gemara quotes Seder Oilam. Seder Oilam is the first history work that we have. And it was written by the Tana Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Stam Rabbi Yossi and Chassid Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, and really it's Brises, not a history book, it's Brises, and it's quoted by the Rishonim, and the Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirush on the Seder Olam, and Rabbi Yaakov Emner wrote a Pirush on the Seder Olam Rabba, there's a Seder Olam Zuta, it's available at your local bookstores, but the bottom line is that there's a Sefer called Seder Olam, and it was written by Rabbi Yossi, and as I state in Seder Olam, Ashen Yarshua Veisecha V'Yerishta, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Chazal darshin Yerusha Rishayna v'shnei Yeshtam. That Ashe Yarshu v'Yerishta means there's going to be two Yerushas. Meaning there's going to be two times in history that the Jews are going to have to conquer Eretz Yisrael and they're going to have to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but v'shlishis ain't lehem. But a third time they're not going to have to. So the Yidden would have to conquer Eretz Yisrael twice, oh, but a third time not. What's the cheshbon? The Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua Benun. Da'ilam Mitzrayim. They were Yerush Eretz Yisrael. They were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. But then the base of Mikdash was destroyed. And Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita for Loy Kitchel Lasa Lava. It said they were Mekadosh it again when they went up in the times of Ezra, the Oilei Bavel. That Kedusha, the Seder Olam holds, was Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, it was Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Shaita ve Kitcha La'asa Lava. And therefore, Shlisha Sein Lehem, right? Very important line. Yerusha Rishayna Vishniya Yeshlam. There was Yerusha Rishayna and Shniya. You needed a Shniya, even though there was a Rishayna, because Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitchel Asalavai. A Beshlishis you didn't need, because Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Asalavai. Here's the punchline. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Man Tana Seder Olam. Who is the Tana of Seder Olam? Rabbi Yossi. It's the Tana of Rabbi Yossi. So you see from here that Rabbi Yossi holds that Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Ashaita v'Kitchel Asalavai. If Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Ashaita v'Kitchel Asalavai, that means that Truma Bizman Azeh has to be Dairaisa. Because what would be the determining factor, says the Gemara, whether Truma Bizman Azeh is Dairaisa the Rabbanon? L'chur it's Tolian, whether you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So if Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Asalavai, then Truma Bizman Azeh should be Dairaisa. If Kedusha Shniya is like Kitchel Asalavai, then Truma Bizman Azeh should be the Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Ashaita v'Kitchel Asalavai, Muzayin, that Rabbi Yossi Yol Shumaz Man says they rise, and that was Rabbi Yochanan's Koyach Hatayno. That was his blitz on Reish Lakish and Ar Sugyu. That's why he says, "What you hold Shumaz Man says the Rabbanon?" Not because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Shumaz Man says the Rabbanon. No, Niach he holds Shumaz Man says the Rabbanon. Oh, but Rabbi Yossi he's timing, and Reish Lakish you're being mefarish who Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. And I don't know about Rabbi Shimon, but I know for sure Rabbi Yossi holds Shumaz Man says they rise. And if that's the case, Muzayin said Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi holds Machil b'Shuma even they rise. Isn't he only an adroigness? Must be because he owes an adroigness of Vade Zacher. That's the full circle over here. That's what the Gemara says. But we're not finished. So again, so Rabbi Yochanan in this brisa, like Reish Lakish in this brisa, the case of the Shtei Kupa is Achashukun Vachashal Chuma. Philip named Shtei Som Achashukun Vachashal Chuma. They both hold Chuma's man as the Rabban. I, Rabbi Yochanan, Chuma's man as the Rai, said I was only Rabbi Yossi. Here we're going to go into Rabban and Chuma's man as the Rabban. So they both hold that Chuma's man as in this brisa is the Rabbanon. But still there was Machlokes. Reish Lakish said the only time we say Shani Yoimer Chuma L'Taych Chuma Naflu V'Chul L'Taych Chuma Naflu is if it was Rabba Chul Anat Chuma. That's if there was more Chul than Chuma. You would have to have Roiv. Rabbi Yochanan said Anfa Bishalei Rabba Chul Anat Chuma. Even if he didn't have Roiv, still that's going to be the Halacha. It's going to be okay. So we have a Machlokes over there. Whether you would have to have Roiv or whether you would not have to have Roiv. So the Gemara says V'Sav Rabbi Yochanan B'Di Rabbanu L'Binon Ribui. L'Chur Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said you don't need Roiv. We spoke out that the Rishonim say you don't need Roiv, but it has to be 50-50. We'll see why in a second. But 50-50 at the very least it has to be. But you don't need roiv. V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, mikvah, sheyesh bayarbon somechuvanas. There was a mikvah that had exactly 40 sa, which is the amount of water that a mikveh has in order for it to be kasha. Not just 40 sa, it has to be 40 sa of meg shaman. Nasan sa v'not asa. What happens if a person added a sa? He added a 41st sa of mayim sheuvin, v'not asa, and then he removed a sa. So he ended up with the same net amount, the amount of 40. But what he did was, he added bad, and then he took out. So you're adding and removing. The question is, you keep on putting in bad and you're taking out. Maybe you're taking out good. So at some point, you may not have the requisite amount that you need to have. So what's the halach over here? So the halach is kasha. It's a mishnah, it's kasha. You add and take, it's going to be kasha. By the way, it's mavur in the mishnah. We're not learning mikvois now. But if you would first take and then put, that would be a problem. Why? Because once you remove, now it's less than 40 sa. Once less than 40 sa, if you add something bad, so now you just knocked out the mikvah. But it's only if you first add and then remove, that's when you're good. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shelo, Amar Rav Asi. Here's the punchline. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? We're discussing Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Ad Rubai, that loch is, this works, but up until right. My lab, presumably the Gemara says, what does it mean Ad Rubai? Then a Shtaya Rubai. You have to have that at least Roiv was remaining. Meaning you would have to have Roiv remaining in order for this to be able to work. Why would you have to have Roiv remaining in order for this to be able to work? Probably because you need Roiv of good, otherwise it's not going to be okay. What's the kasha? The kasha is that mayim shu'uvim pasal a mikvah only midrabban. So if it only pasal mikvah midrabban, means the whole issue over here is an issue midrabban. And still you need roiv, as opposed to what? As opposed to mechza al mechza. So if the Gemara kasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan buy the shtei kupos, even if Chumazmana says the rabban is going according to the rabban, not according to Rabbi Yossi, tell me that you don't need roiv. As Rish Lakish said you need roiv, Rabbi Yochanan said you don't need roiv. The chayr, you have to have roiv. Why? Because even by the rabban is you need roiv. A harayir from the case of the mikvah with the mayim shu'uvim. So the Gemara says, loy. You have to say that when Rabbi Yochanan said Ad Rubai, he didn't mean Ad Dinishtaya Rubai, just the opposite. When he meant, when he said Ad Rubai was the Loi Nishkol Rubai. You can take up until Roiv, meaning you can't take Roiv, but as long as you leave half of it, that's going to be okay. And for Keretz, Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need Roiv to be remaining, just don't take Roiv. If you take Roiv, then there's Roiv bad. But as long as you don't take Roiv, meaning it's 50-50, that's where it's going to be okay. And this is where the Rishonim saw that even though Rabbi Yochanan is makel by Taruvus the Rabbanon, but he's only makel if the very least it's 50-50. Because here Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm a furish, and the Gemara's happy. He said, loy, to loy nishkol rubai. What do you mean, loy nishkol rubai? I thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Aleph doesn't care about the proportions. No, he did care. And when he argued with Reish Lakish, he said, it's not about Roiv, or that you don't need Roiv. He just meant to say, at the very least, you have to have mechza mechza, and that's Rishonim, this Rabbi Yochanan. Ibai is saying another teretz. Again, what's the kasha? The kasha is an Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't need roiv of chulin kineged the chum in order to make it work. And then by the mikvah, he seems to say adin eshtayi rubai. So the Gemara says, could be Rabbi Yochanan sometimes holds you need roiv, sometimes holds you don't need roiv. Shani hachet iklamei mesha'ani oimer. An Amar Aleph, the reason Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't need roiv, and mechza mechza is enough, because at the end of the day, there's a second svara here. There's a svara of shani oimer. Right? You could rationalize what took place over here. You could say, maybe the chulin fell into the chulin, maybe the truma fell into the truma. Now, do you know that happened? No. But it could be it happened, and it's 50-50 anyways, and it's only the Rabbanon. So to say that then you're going to be mekel. But in the case of the mikvah, you don't have the Shani Oimer. You have the fact that it's only the Rabbanon. You have the fact that it's 50-50. But Shani Oimer you don't have. So Rabbi Yochanan, when you don't have a Shani Oimer, would say Adin Eshtai Rubai, like the Gemara thought L'chatchila. On Amid Aleph, he doesn't say Adin Eshtai Rubai, because on Amid Aleph, it's a little bit different. Why is it different on Amid Aleph? Because on Amid Aleph, we're discussing on Amid Aleph, we're talking about where you have a situation of Sha'ani Yomer. Now, we're going to stop here because really from here until the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to go into the Adroigenous part of the sugya. So up until now, we were really focusing on an agavdiga point, almost a digression. And that is the Adroigenous who married the Bas Yisrael, where the Adroigenous was a Kayim, Machila Betruma, and we got into a Machalik from Yechon Reish Lakish, which really at its core is what is the Adroigenous? Suffix Zacher, Vadai Zacher, but the Machloikis and the Sugya was really all about Truma Bizman Hazeh. So just to speak out, one Ha'ara, one Reitbite, as it relates to Truma Bizman Hazeh, and this is a foundational Reitbite, because it's really a Shita Sarambam. It's a Shita Sarambam, and it's a very, very important Shita Sarambam, because it's really in a gay of many, many different Sugyas Hashas. So we had a Machloikis in the Gemara, Truma Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanon, a truma bezman hazeh de oy raisa. So what's the halacha? The Rambam, in the end of the first perek in Hilchos Trumos. It's perek Aleph Halacha Chavav Paskins. Quote: Hatruma bezman hazeh, truma nowadays, va'filu b'makoyim shechziku oylei bavel, even in the places where the oylei bavel were machzik, meaning Eretz Yisrael, va'filu b'mei Ezra, even during the times of Ezra, meaning even if we're not having this conversation today, but we're having this conversation in the times of Ezra, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, that truma eina min ha-Torah ela medivrei. Is only a truma de rabbanon, but there's no truma midday raisa. It's again, hatruma bizman hazeh, says the Rambam. Truma nowadays, even in Eretz Yisrael, but not only nowadays, as in the galus, but even bizman shebeis hamikdash yekayim bimei Ezra, second beis hamikdash, eina min atayra is not truma min atayra ela medivreim. All it is truma de rabbanon. Why, says the Rambam, she'in lecha truma shal toiler ela be'Eretz Yisrael? Because the only time this truma de'raisa is if, number one, you're in Eretz Yisrael, that we all know, u'bizman she'yiu kol Yisrael sham, and at the time that all the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. So if all the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, then there's going to be a chi of truma midde'raisa. Says the Rambam, how do I know that? She'nemar, because the pasuk says, ki savoyu. And we learn from the words kisavayu bias kolchem that you need all the yidden to be there. Kishahayu biyerusha rishayim, like it was in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash. Ukemoyshe hin asidim lachse biyerusha shlishes, and the way it's going to be kshibana Beis Hamikdash b'meir biyameinu. Abeloi kishahayu biyerusha shniyah, not like it was in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Shehoisa bimei Ezra, which was in the times of Ezra. Shehoisa bias miksasan, where there were only some of the yidden living there. Ulefichach lechayva oisa min atayra, and it's for that reason, says the Rambam, that bizman hazeh and even bizman bayesheni, there was no chiv truma midday raisa. The Rambam continues and says, v'chein yiruli I hold shehu adim b'maistres. The same is true for maistres. She'ein chayovim behem b'zman hazeh. There's no chiyuv maistres b'zman hazeh. El medevrayim. The whole chiyuv is only going to be a chiyuv derabanan kitruma, just like truma. So this is one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, where the Rambam says that there's a sugi in Shas, truma b'zman hazeh, derabanan deraisa, the Rambam's machriya, and the Rambam paskins that truma b'zman hazeh is midrabanan. And then the Rambam adds, and he says, not only b'zman hazeh and golus is truma derabanan, but even when there was a second Beis HaMikdash, even then Truma was the Rabbanan. What do you mean? There was a second Beis HaMikdash. There was Zichah Kedushas Haaretz then. So if there was Kedushas Haaretz, so how could Truma then have only been mid Rabbanan? The Torah says, because the Rambam holds that the only time you chayv in Trumas, and Zichen Yirali Shuad in Maestris, is when you have Kisavayu. And Kisavayu means Bias Kulchem Kishahayu Biyerusha Rishoyna. Like it was in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, where all the Yidden were living in Eretz Yisrael, Ukamoyshe Nasidon Lachse Biyerusha Shalishas. And the way it's going to be again, kishe yibana beis hamikdash. But as it relates to bizman bayesheni, the chi of truma had to have been a chi of the rabban. Now, just to explain the Rambam with an extra neufach, and that is, we know there's a machloikus throughout Shas. One of the makaris is today's daf, whether kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel asalavei, or kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalavei. The Rambam paskins in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira that kedusha rishon is kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalavei. The Rambam famously differentiates between kedushas Eretz Yisrael and kedushas Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash, makriv in afal pishein bayis. But as it relates to kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're discussing now. The Rambam holds kedusha rishon was kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel asalavei. However, the Rambam says that when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael to mtsveitamol, he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael since Veitamol. And that Kedusha was a Kedusha Shniya, and Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel L'Shaita, the Kitchel L'Asalavi. And then the Rambam famously says a whole Shnikol Torah, what's the difference in Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shniya? By the way, we spoke about this not long ago when we said over the Meshech Chachma, Rameir Simcha, who said a Geshmak Svara, what the difference is in Machshava between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya. But that is the Rambam Shita, that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel L'Shaita, the Kitchel L'Asalavi, and Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel L'Shaita, the Kitchel L'Asalavi. So the emes is, if the Rambam holds Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel L'Shaita v'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, Shtelzach the Shaila, how could the Rambam pass Kedushuma B'zman HaZeh as the Rabbanon? En Achinami, there's no Kedusha Rishayna. Obisadachto Kedusha Shniya. And Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel L'Shaita v'Kitchel L'Asalavoy. So I'm just restating the obvious. The Teretz is the Rambam just explained himself. Because the Rambam held that the only time Yechayv and Shumas V'Maisris is if Kol Klal Yisrael's there. And being that we don't have the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael today, so it's for that reason, Kedusha Shniya, it could be Kitchel Asalavai, but you're not going to be Chayv and Shulim and Maestris. In fact, the Rambam himself says that even Bizman Bayesheni, where it was Kitchel Shaita. So of course it was Kaddish. Even then the Rambam held that Trumas and Isis would only be Midrabana. Thus says, according to the Rambam, Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Shaita for Kitchel Asal Avay. So Hayoim today, Eretz Yisrael has the requisite Kedusha it needs to be Chayiv and Trumas and Isis. There's not a Kedusha problem. You know what the problem is? The Rambam holds there's a Din Kisavayu, Pias Kulchem, you need all Klai Yisrael to be there, and if you don't have all Klai Yisrael there, then the halach is you're not going to be Chayiv and Trumas and Isis. The Rambam says it's been a gay Trumas Marazeh, as in today in the 21st century of the Common Era, but it's also true, says the Rambam, as it relates to Bimei Ezra Aleh. Bimei Ezra, the Rambam Shita was, there was no of Chumas u'Maisris Midday Raisa. Now, this Rambam's a Chiddush. The reason this Rambam's a Chiddush is because it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Gemara. The Rambam's saying something so big, and it's not Mefurish. Not only that, the Rambam has a Jerusha. Shenemar ki savayu. Bias kulchem. The Rambam kumtach fin adrosha. Adrosha that the Rambam made up. Because it's really not Mefurish in a Pasuk anywhere. But the emes is, even though it's not mafurish anywhere, that Trumas and Maestris requires Kol Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. But there is a similar Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Chof Heyom and Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking not about Truma. The Gemara over there is talking about Chala. And the Gemara says, quote, it's in the middle of a Braisa. Yochol Mishen Nichtnesu La Shnayim Ushloisha Miraglim. It's discussing when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time. There was a mitzvah of challah. Says the Gemara Yochel, you would think, as soon as two or three meraglim already entered Eretz Yisrael. So maybe at that point, there would already be a chi of challah. Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, in the parish of challah, bivoyachem. It says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'mar talayim, bivoyachem ala oretz asher, and he may be asking shama, and it's talking about challah. And we learn from there, bivias kulchem amarti, v'loy bivias miktaschem. When all of Klal Yisrael is going to be there, that's when you're going to be chayv in challah. But when only miktsnas of the Yidden are going to be there, then you're not going to be chayv in challah. V'chiaskinu Ezra. When Ezra came in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, says the Brayis, Alav Kulu Salah. Not all the Yidden were there, and as a result, there was no Chiyav Chala. So really, the Rambam's halach is a Mefurish Gemara. Ksubis Chafei, Periko Isha Shem Esarmala. Tucked away. But at the same time, the Gemara was talking about Chala. The Gemara wasn't talking about Truma and Maestris. So the Mefurish and Rambam say that L'chayra, what the Rambam meant, and the Makar to the Rambam, is he had this Gemara in Ksuvas Chafet. But the Rambam was just telling too. And the Rambam held that just like you see by Chala there's such halacha, so it's Misnabra that by Truma you'd also have this halacha. And what's the Makar to the Misnabra of the Rambam? Because we know that Truma and Chala are very, very similar. Truma is to Peiris, what Chala is to grains, and vice versa. And as a result, that's essentially the way the Mefarshim explained the Rambam. What about Meiser? So Meiser, it's true, the Rambam didn't have such a good Makar to Meiser. Because the Rambam had a Makar, a Gemara for Chala, a Tzushtal to Truma, but what about Meiser? So what did the Rambam say? If you look at Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam, the Rambam said, V'chein Yirali, Shehu Adim B'Meisris. Why is it a V'chein Yirali a Meiser? Because the Rambam Daka doesn't have a Makar for Meiser. He only has a Makar for Truma, because Truma and Chala is one and the same. They're both racious. They both have Kedusha, they both Asa Lazar, they both have a Chi of Misa, they both have to be given to the Kayanim, they both have to be eaten by the Kayanim. But for Meiser, the Rambam doesn't really have a Makar. It's just a V'chein Yirali. And what's the Yirali? So the Mefarshei Rambam saying, it's Mistaber, the Rambam Elder. Azai Zemes Fat Truma, Mistaber, Azai Fat Meiser Oichid. It's not Mistaber that Truma and Meiser have such different Gedarm, even though they're physically different, but that the Mechayiv of them should be so different. One needs Bias Chulchem and one doesn't. Chumas and Maestris is one peckle. And as a result, it's Mestabah that'd be the same. And that's the Rambam's Vechein Yerli. But the bottom line is that's Pashup Shan in the Rambam. There is, however, a little bit of an issue with the Pashup Shan in the Rambam. You know what the problem is? The Rambam quoted a Pasuk, Shenemar Ki Savoyu. And if the Rambam meant this Gemara Ksubas Chafei, he should have said, Shenemar Bivayachem. That's the word that the Gemara mentions in Ksubas Chafei. And that's the word that is mentioned in the parish of Chala. The Rambam doesn't bring that. The Rambam says Shenemar Ki Savayu. You know where it says Ki Savayu in the Torah? It says it by Shvius. Shvius is Shteit Ki Savayu. So the Andre Mefarshei Rambam that say that the Rambam must have held that just like there's a din by Chala B'Vayachem. And what does it mean? It's a Braisa B'Vias Kulchem Amarti V'Loi B'Vias Miktaschem. When it says Ki Savayu by Shvius is the same halacha. That Shvius is only Midai Raisa when it's Bivias Kulchem V'Loi B'Vias Miktaschem. And the Rambam was telling to Truma, not to the B'Vayachem of Chala, but to the Ki Savayu of Shvius. Why? This is already, this Rambam has so many layers to it. But either way, a machloik is pashup shot had to understand the Rambam. Now that second shot is fascinating because that second shot would mean that the Rambam sheet is that shvius bismanazer is only the rabbanon, which v'hadvar matikin Kiyodua was a point, a major debate. Could you rely on the Shtar Bechira today in Eretz Yisrael? On Shvius, could you not? And really what it boils down to is Shvius Mizan is that they rise the Rabbanon. And if the Rambam meant Kisabayu, then this would be a Makar al-Kaponim that the Rambam Shita is at Shvius Mizman is at the Rabbanon. And famously, it's a big debate what the Rambam Shita was as it relates to Shvius Mizman is at. But this Rambam would seem to be one of the Marmakonis. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Asadlava, he's still Truma and Maisu Bizman is at the Rabbanon. Why? Because there's a din of Bias Kulchem. You have to have all of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're not going to have all of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, this is not going to be the halacha. Just like you find it in Ksubas Chavhei by Chala, and it could be that's also the halacha by Shvius, that there's a Tanaya Bias Kulchem, and even though it doesn't say Bevayachim, it doesn't say Kisavayu by Truma and Maisus, but the Ram held it's true by Truma, V'chein Yerali, the Ram held that it's going to be true by Maisus as well. Stating that, there's many kashas that the Rishonim and the Achrayim ask on the Shita Saram. Just to get a feel, a little bit of a flavor for the Ramam Shita, it's just kedai to very, very quickly mention three of the Ha'aris. The first is the Ravid. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, Omer Avram, lo kivein lahalacha yafa. I don't think the Rambam got the right halacha. The Rambam Paskin, Shum, Mizman, Azed, the Rabbanon, says the Ravid, lo kivein lahalacha yafa. Why? Because we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr Rabbi Yevamis, Truma Bizman Azed, Doi Raisa. Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in our sugya in Perek Ha'aral, that Shroom Bizman Azed, Doi Raisa. What's meant the Ravid Zafregen? The Ravid means to ask that in our sugya, today's daf, yesterday's daf, Uzma Chleikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Shroom Bizman Azed, Doi Raisa, or Shroom Bizman Azed, the Rabbanon. Rish Lakish held Shroom Bizman Azed, the Rabbanon. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you hold Shroom Bizman Azed, the Rabbanon? No! Shroom Bizman Azed, Doi Raisa. So it seems to be a Machleikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. And being that whenever there's Machleikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So based on that, the Rambam should have paskin that Shroom Bizman Azed, Doi Raisa. So, Frank the Ravid, how could the Rambam paskin Truma Bizman Azeh the Rabbanon? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold Truma Bizman Azeh is the Eraisa? And if that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the Rambam should have passed like Rabbi Yochanan Keneged Rish Lakish. So again, we're not going to go into this, but what's the Muscha Rishon? We just learned the Gemara. We learned it 20 minutes ago. It's true Rabbi Yochanan holds that Truma Bizman Azeh the Eraisa, but the Gemara was very clear. He meant it only in Rabbi Yossi. He never said it according to the Chachamim. So, it's true, there's a Rabbi Yochanan in our sugi that holds Truma Bizman Azeh the Raisa, but there's also Rabbi Yochanan in our sugi that holds Truma Bizman Azeh the Rabbanon. What's the pshat in the Ravid's Hasaga? Zokta Kesem Mishnah, it's Basha. It's because Rabbi Yochanan said, Vanod Amrik Rabbi Yossi. And as we mentioned, that is a shaila what he meant when he said, Vanod Amrik Rabbi Yossi. Did he mean I'm being mefarish Rabbi Yossi? Or did he mean I hold like Rabbi Yossi? Either way, again, we're not going to get into this. But this is the first kasha. The kasha that the Ravid is masig on the Rambam. You have to start with the Ravid's Hasaga. And that is, how could the Rambam pass in Truma Zman Azeh the Rabbanon? L'cher was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And whenever it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa. The Rambam should have passed Truma Zman Azeh as Dei Raisa. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. Kesem Mishnah asks from this sugya. He says, I don't understand. We went to Gemara. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan held Truma Bizman Azeh is Dei Raisa. Fake the Gemara from a Braisa where Rabbi Yochanan's Truma Zman Azeh is the Rabbanon. But says, you're right. Really, Rabbi Yochanan understands as a Rabbanon Shita that held Truma Zman Azeh the Rabbanon, and that's why he was Mefarish that Braisa that way. But when Rabbi Yochanan said Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa, he meant it in Rabbi Yossi. Where do you see Rabbi Yossi holds Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa? So the Gemara said, it's a Rabbi Yossi in Seder Oilam. It's a Seder Oilam, man Seder Oilam, Rabbi Yossi, and it's Seder Oilam, you see Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa. Where do you see it? What do you say? Asher yarshu aviseha v'yarishta. Yerusha rishayna v'shniya yeshlam v'shlisha sayim lahem. What you see in this braisa is, we went through this when we learned the daf, is that k'tusha rishayna kitcha l'shaita v'loy kitcha l'asad lavay. K'tusha shniya kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asad lavay. Therefore, even though there was a rishayna, he needed a shniya. But once he had a shniya, he didn't need a shlisha. And this said the Gemara was Rabbi Yochanan's makar, that Rabbi Yossi holds Truma Bizman Azeh is the Raisa, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said what almost seems unthinkable, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Shita is that an Adroiginus is a Vadei Zohar, right? Coming full circle in the Sugya. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam, just because Rabbi Yossi holds the Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azalavai, thus is noch nicht kein Raya that he holds Truma Bizman Azeh is the Raisa. V'arai, the Rambam himself holds Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Azalavai, the Kitchel Azalavai, yet he holds Truma Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanah. How do you know that? That's not the Rambam Shita, because he holds Bias Kulchem. So if that's the case, Freit the Kesef Mishnah, bomb Kasha. What was Rabbi Yochanan's Raya from Rabbi Yossi? That he holds Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa because he holds Kedusha Shni Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asadavai. Just because he holds Kedusha Shni Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asadavai, that in and of itself is not a Raya that he holds that Truma Zman Azeh the Raisa. Well, he could hold Kedusha Shnei is Kitchel Asad Lavoi, but there's a Tanai of Bias Kulchem, and being that Bezman Azay, you don't have Bias Kulchem, so the Mele, Chum is going to be the Rabbanon, which is in fact the Ramam Shita. Azay Freit Kasa Mishnah. That's the second Kasha. The third Kasha is the Avni Meluim's Kasha. There's many more Kashas, but just three. The Avni Meluim's Kasha is in Shailas Chuvas Avni Meluim. That's at the end of the Avni Meluim. It's Chuva Tez Zayin. We recently spoke out Chuva Yud Zayin. That was the Shtikl Kinyan Kasvay, Kinyan Abaye De Kesef. That's Yud Zayin. This one is Tez Zayin. And it's Chuva Tez Zayin. The Avni Meluim discusses the Shitas HaRambam. And Toich Dvarav, he asks a murder Kasha. His Kasha is from the beginning of the Sugya. Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Adroigin is Koyin Shen Nasa Bas Yisrael Machil B'Truma. And we had a Machilis Rabbi Yechim Rishlokish, what it means. Amir Rishlokish, Rabbi Shlokish said, Machil B'Truma, Tmein Machil B'Chaza V'Shoi. Machil B'Truma, meaning she's allowed to eat Truma D'Rabbana. Aber V'Ein Machil B'Chaza V'Shoi, because that's a Deiraisa. It's because Rish Lakish holds that even Rabbi Shimon holds that androgynous is only a Sophic Zachar. So for Chumad Rabbanan, it's good, but for Chaz of a Shaykh, which is the Raisa, it's not going to be good. Now, the Gemara had a Kasha that what in the Lashon of Rish Lakish, and the Gemara came out that what Rish Lakish meant to say was like this: Machila Betruma Bizman Hazeh. Or the ain machila b'truma bizman chaz of a shaykh. Right, that was the maskana zagamar. That even Reish Lakish holds machila b'truma only when there's no beis hamikdash. But bizman chaz of a shaykh when there's a beis hamikdash, then you can eat truma. Why can't you eat truma when there's a beis hamikdash? Because when there's a beis hamikdash, then already you're gonna have truma de raisa. And once it's truma de raisa, I'm not so comfortable with you eating even truma de rabban. But Zokta Avni Meluim, what do you see from this Gemara? That Bizman Chazav Eshoik, that's Pashit, the Zechiv Truma Dei Raisa. That's Rish Lakish's Lashon. Machila B'Truma now, Avo Bizman Chazav Eshoik. No, what does it mean, Zman Chazav Eshoik? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, like the Rambam, just because there's a Beis HaMikdash, that in and of itself doesn't mean that there's going to be a Chiv Truma Dei Raisa. Because the Rambam Shita is that B'Mei Ezra, there was no Chiv Truma Zumaisus Medei Raisa. So what Zokta Gemara, his cash is on the Lashon of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is trying to say, there's enough Kamida between now and the Zman of Chaz of Eshoik. What's the difference? In the Zman of Chaz of Eshoik, there's Truma Dei Raisa. Mechatesa. Mechatesa. Who said Bizman Chazav Eshoik? Truma Dei Raisa. You have to make sure, number one, that there's a Beis HaMikdash, or you have the Kedusha, and number two, you also have to make sure that there's going to be Bias Kulchem. But that, in and of itself, that it's Bizman Chazav Eshoik shouldn't mean anything. Regardless, these are the three kashas, three of the many kashas. We just spoke out these three, because these are three based on the Gemaras that we just learned in the last 2 days. Kashas that the Rishonim and the Achronim all ask. Kashas that the Rishonim and the Achronim all ask on the Shitas HaRambam. Just one interesting thing I saw in the Derech Amuna from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. So this is on this Rambam here in Hilchos Trumas. So he brings in the Bir Halacha Chelek. So he brings that the Rambam in the Tshuva was asked already about his Shita. And the Rambam in the Tshuva wrote back that I have a raya to my Shita. His raya is, Kashen is bar lonu. Mimsechtes Yevamis and Mimsechtes Ktsubis. She Truma Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanon v'chulu v'chulu with his whole shtickle Torah. The Rambam that he said over here in the Yad Chazaka that you need Bias Kulchem. So Freik Reb Chaim, he says, it's one thing everyone asks kashas on the Rambam from the Sugi and Mimsechtes Yevamis Berak Aro. We just spoke out three kashas. There's really more kashas, but everybody fires away on this Rambam. Okay, you'll answer this teretz, you'll answer that teretz, but here you have a Rambam going on the attack. He's going on the offensive. That he was questioned about his shita. Can you imagine what the questions might have been? And he says, no, what do you mean? I'm right. I'm the sugi ksubis, I'm the sugi yavamas. Now, the sugi ksubis, he means ksubis chafeh. It's pashit, says Reb Chaim. Of course, that's what he means. But what did he mean when he said, I have the sugi in yavamas? The sugi in yavamas was his raya? The sugi yavamas, the biggest raya in the world, not like him. Good. The Rambam obviously understood the sugi in yavamas. But how could the Rambam in the Tshuva go on the offensive and say, Ichabarayef and Ksubis and Yevamis? By the way, the Rambam didn't even give you the Mar Makayimis, right? So Ksubis and Yevamis. Aha, right, of course. Ksubis and Yevamis. But he didn't even tell you what it means. Now, Chayim means a Sugin Aro. So, if anything, it's Fakert. So, Reb Chaim says, Devalin Nira, the Rambam didn't mean Arsugya. I don't think he meant Arsugya. Says, I think he meant the Gemara in Yevamis, Tafkuf Yodalit. That's what Chaim Kanievsky said. If you look up the Gemara, again, it's not for now, we're going to learn the Gemara together in a few weeks, but the Gemara over there was discussing someone who is the son of a chaver, meaning his father's a kohen, and he is someone that's nizer and eating things only that he's supposed to eat, but he has a zeda that's an ama aretz. And the question is he allowed to eat by him? He's not allowed to eat by him because he has to be worried. Truma, for example, maybe it's going to be tame. So the halacha is that in the event that he had Peiros, he went to the Zayda, and the Zayda gave him something to eat. So the question is, could he eat it or not? Ain't Zakaklo, you're allowed to let him eat it. And the Gemara is discussing this in the context of Leis Achilum, and the Gemara over there says that he's allowed to eat it. So Reb Chaim said, it's a shtickle Torah, ayin shom, that the Rambam, I believe, was bothered with this Gemara. How could you let him eat it? Must be because he held it was Truma Bizman Hazeh. And must be Truma Bizman Hazeh is Dir Bonon. And he has a whole bunch of other possibilities what Pshan that Gemara could be. He rules them all out. And he thinks, I don't think the Rambam meant Perika Aral. I think the Rambam meant the Sugi over there. And Mesach Tzivam is Daf Kuf Yadal. So the punchline for our raid bite is not Reb Chaim's Pshat, but just the fact that the Rambam said, my Raya is Ksubas and Yavamas. And if you know anything about the Sugi, Trumas Manazeh and Yavamas, of course, it's Perika Aral. He said, I don't think he meant that. I think he meant a Diak Nifla in the Gemara Mesach Tzivam is Daf Kuf Yadal Ramad Aleph. But just want to end with one fascinating Ha'ara. And that is, so we have the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is Truma Bizman HaZeh, the Rabbanon. In fact, the Rambam Shita is that even Truma Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash HaYikayim was a Rabbanon. Why? Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash HaYikayim, for sure, at Kedush HaSaret Yisrael. And even Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam Shita is Kedush HaShini, is Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaSad Lava. It's because the Rambam held that there's a Tanai, that the only time Yichayim in Truma Bizman HaZeh is Medei Raisa, is if you have Bias Kulcham. If you have Bias Kulchem, Yichayim, and Chumas Deiraisa, so you need Kol Yisrael to be there. But if you don't have Kol Yisrael there, then the halacha is, you're not going to have the halacha of Chuma Midde Oiraisa. What's the Makar? Could be Chala, could be Shvis. But that is the Rambam Shita. The Chazanish, in Hilchas Shvis, it's Simin Chaf Aleph. So the Chazanish says that it's Mistaber, and it's Pasha to me, that in the event that the demographics of Eretz Yisrael would change. And in the event you would have a situation, Bizman HaGolos, that Roiv of Klal Yisrael would be living in Eretz Yisrael, you would have Bias Kulchem, then it's Pasha to me, according to the Rambam, to be a Chi of Chumas Umaisis Medei Reis. Right? It's Pasha. Why? Because really the Rambam Shita is Kedusha Shnias Kitchel Lashayit of Kitchel Azalava. Narvas, what was the problem? The problem is that you don't have Bias Kulchem. Says Dr. Chazanish, what would happen if it changed? What would be if you had that? So then the Chazanish said, Allah is, you'd be chayiv in Trumas Umaisris, you'd be chayiv in Trumas Umaisris Midei Raisa. It's actually interesting. The Chazanish over there says, what about with regards to Shvias? And by Shvias and Chal over there, he says maybe a little bit of a difference for Ayin Sham. But the bottom line is, this is what the Chazanish says. And the Chazanish says that it's Pasha to me as it relates to Truma, being that you have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Narvas, you're missing the Tanah, you don't have Bias Kulchem. In the event you'd have Bias Kulchem, that in and of itself would be enough. Now notice, the Chazanish said, Im Yoshuvu Roiv Yisrael, Af Bizman HaGolus, Tachzer Chiv Chuma Min HaTayr. Now the Rambam's lashon was, you need Bias Kulchem. You need Atshe Yavayu Kol Yisrael. The Chazanish said Roiv. Pshad is because Ruba is Kikulai. And a Kol HaTayr Kulai, you say Ruba Kikulai, you don't need Kol, you always need Roiv. So here too you would say Ruba Kikulai. Now why is this such a fascinating Chazanish? It's because the historians and the statisticians claim that for the first time since the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, we're very close to the point where most of the Jews, the majority of Jews in the world, are going to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Unofficial census numbers, the way I understand them, are that there are approximately 15 million Jews in the world, and there are approximately 7 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, which means we're getting there. We're very, very close. Now, unfortunately, the reason it's happening is because there's so much intermarriage outside of Eretz Yisrael. And because of the high rate of intermarriage, you have Yiddish families that are ceasing to be Yidden. And as a result, the numbers are just shifting dramatically to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not that so many Yidden are making Aliyah. It's just more a product of the fact that the Jews in Chutz Laaretz are literally just going by the wayside. And as a result, they're pushing ceasing to be Yidden. But the bottom line is, we're getting very close to the point where the majority of Jews living in the world will be living in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chazanish is timing that if that's the case, l'shitas HaRambam, mor dekula shmaita, it's going to come out that there'll be a chi of chumas u'maisa in Eretz Yisrael medei raisa. That's a huge deal, because today people are soymich on kulas based on the fact that it's only the Rabbanon anyways. The minute it's a dei raisa, that's a game changer. And now all of a sudden you have to start treating chumas u'maisa as medei raisa. About zayis mevur l'chayr from the Chazanish. But I just want to end and say that in the world of Lamdis, this Chazanish was not Pashat at all. And the emesis is a very, very important Maram Makim in the Shitas HaRambam. And that is in Chedushe Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al HaRambam. Reb Chaim Briska handled this Shitas HaRambam. It's not in Hilchet Shumois. It's in Hilchet Shmita V'Yovel. It's Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. And the starting point of this Reb Chaim is, he's discussing a Rambam, where the Rambam talks about when the Yidden are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a shlishis, a Yerusha shlishis. So the Rambam says that the places that the Yidden are going to be Mekadesh is going to have, he's discussing the laws of Bati Ari Chaim, but it's Mavu in the Rambam that there's going to be a Kedusha shlishis. There's going to be a Kedusha shlishis. And Reb Chaim asks that the Muscho Rishon, it's very schwer what the Rambam means when he talks about a Kedusha shlishis. Why? Because the Rambam sheet is Kedusha Shni is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavai. So if Kedusha Shni is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavai, Freit Reb Chaim, why then is the Rambam discussing a Kedusha Shlishis? Why do you need a Kedusha Shlishis? So you could say, says Reb Chaim, that maybe the Rambam just meant places that the Oilei Bavo were in Yairish, that's where it's going to be Negeya to do a Yerusha Shlishis, and that's where it's going to be in Negeya the Kedusha Shlishis. And a Chanam, you could say that. Abba Reb Chaim says, V'lechayra hayinir aloy mebedas Rambam differently. And that is, says Reb Chaim, we've been discussing the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam Shitt is that even though Bezman is a Kedusha Shni is Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, but there's no Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis Medei Raisa. In fact, the Rambam Shitt is that Bezman HaBayis, Bezman HaBayis Sheni, there was also no Chiyav Chumas HaMaisis Medei Raisa. Why? Because the Rambam Shitt is that you have to have Bias Kolchem. So Reb Chaim, what's the Yisoyed of Bias Kolchem? What's the Yisoyed of Bias Kolchem? Meaning, Reb Chaim doesn't say this, but let's just say it in our Nusach. What would be if today you would have Bias Kolchem? If all of a sudden the census changed, the demographics changed, and the year 2027, all of a sudden, for the first time, rove of Jews in the world are living in Eretz Yisrael. So then you're going to be chayv and chumas ma'isis medei reisa? The chazanish is chiddish? So Reb Chaim, it's poshet not. Reb Chaim said that the din of bias kulchem is a t'nai in the ikka Yerusha sa'aretz. It's a t'nai in the kedusha sa'aretz. That at the time that the Yidden were being Yairish Eretz Yisrael, at the time that the Yidden were being Kaivish Eretz Yisrael, so there was a Tanai, that if it was Bias Kolchem, it would be a Zasort Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and if it wouldn't have been Bias Kolchem, it would have been an Andersort Eretz Yisrael. But the point is that it's not a Tanai Stam, you just have to check off that box, even if it happens 150 years from now. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that it's a t'nai in the ikr kedusha sa'aretz. It's a t'nai in the ikr yerusha sa'aretz. So if that's the case, it has to be b'shas kedush, b'shas yerusha, b'shas kivush. That's when this would have to be in effect. So Reb Chaim said it's poshut to me that the whole halacha of bias kolchem isn't stam a t'nai in Eretz Yisrael, but it's t'nai in the ikr kivush and in the ikr yerusha. And Reb Chaim said, I'll bring you two rayas. This is all Reb Chaim in Sefer. He said, I'll bring you two rayas. We mentioned the Braisa. The Braisa in Ksubas Daf Chafei Amin Aleph. For the Braisa is discussing Chala in the times of Ezra. And the Braisa says, the thing that it says, B'vayachem, B'vias, Kulchem, Amarti, B'loi, B'vias, Mikzaschem. V'chias, Ginu Ezra, when Ezra came, Lav Kulu Salak. You didn't have all the Yidden there. And because you didn't have the Yidden there, so therefore what? Therefore, the Braisa is saying, so therefore, in this man of Bayesheni, there was no Chiv Chala, in Midday Raisa. So again, the Braisa is discussing Chala Bizma Bayashen. Says the Braisa, being that when Ezra came, you didn't have Bias Kolchem. So being that Bias Kolchem when Ezra came, so therefore, Lav Kulu Saluk, and therefore the Halachas is going to be only Midrabban. Frank Reb Chaim, why do I care what happened when Ezra came? It matters today what happened when Ezra came. Today what matters is Vos Tutzach Yetz. Vos Tutzach Yetzter. Right now, do you have Bias Kolchem or not have Bias Kolchem? Why am I telling Zachan what happened in the time? In the time of Ezra, said Reb Chaim, because the only thing that matters is what happened in the time of Ezra. When Ezra came, was it Bias Kulchem, was it not Bias Kulchem? The fact that it became Bias Kulchem later is Noy Ma'ilav Aloy Ma'ir. And then Reb Chaim wrote a second Raya. This Raya is mamish fest. Reb Chaim said, let's look at the Lashon of the Rambam. So after the Rambam says it's Chiddush, that you need Bias Kulchem. So the Rambam, you need Bias Kulchem, kishahayu b'Yerusha Rishayna, u'kemoy shehen asidin lachzor b'Yerusha Shlishis. Freit Reb Chaim, who told the Rambam this divrei nevius that the next time it's going to be Bias Kolchem is going to be Bezman Bayis Shlishi. Maybe it's going to happen earlier. It looks like it might happen earlier. So how did the Rambam know that it's only going to be Bezman Bayis Shlishi? The Rambam says, not like it was in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, ukemoy shenasidim lach sebirusha Shlishi. So Reb Chaim said, it's muchach from the Rambam, that the Rambam, it's not enough that you have Rav Klai Yisrael there. What you need is that it should be that b'shas de kivush, B'shas the Kiddush, B'shas the Yerusha, you should have Rav of Klal Yisrael there. Only then are you going to be Chayev. And that's not going to happen until when Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. And that will happen K'shivana Beis HaMikdash B'mheir B'yameinu B'zman Yerusha Shlishas. And Reb Chaim says, that's why the Rambam said, K'moy Shehoi B'zman Bayis Rishon U'K'moy Shein Asidam Lachse B'Yerusha Shlishas. That's Reb Chaim said. So Dr. Reb Chaim, that's Pshat in this Rambam in Perik Yud Beis Alochet HaZayim Hilchah Shvias, where the Rambam is talking about being Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael in Dritten Mo. Where is in the Gei the Kedusha Shlishas? L'chayr, Kedusha Shnei was Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaSalava. You see, anyway's going to have the Kedusha Shnei. So no, you can tell me that it's going to be Negeya, those Mekoymas that the Olei Bavel didn't actually conquer. Abazok Reb Chaim, V'yoyis Nenira, that the Pshat is, that being that the Yisoid of Bias Kolchem is a Tanai in Yerusha Sa'aretz, so it comes out that Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael was conquered, and was Niskadesh al Yidei Kol Yisrael versus al Yidei Mixas Yisrael is Choluk Be'etzem HaYisoid Ubef Loshen Ubechaser Bias Kulam Mikri Oid Loi Nigmar Etzem HaYerusha VeHakidush Le'in Chiyuv VeTchumas UMaisus VeShmita BeYovel VeHabizeh Chisorim Be'etzem HaOretz The Less VaOid Chiyuv VeTchumas UMaisus VeShmita BeYovel VeNimtza DeYerusha Shnia VeLoi Nagu Yovelus Who mitrei taimi v'chulu va'oid mishum d'loy hayo bias kulam the zehavi chesarim be'etzem ha'aretz be'ikr din yerushasa v'kedushasa the michsa ba'oid chiyuv the yovlis ulefi zenira the mishum hachdin the bias kulchem kivin the havi zoyis chesarim be'ikr yerushal in yeshmita be'yovel im came a male the birusha shlishes she yavayu was kol yisrael v'yenishlam as chiyuv ha'aretz b'chumas v'maisa v'shmita be'yovel yeh oz gam gmar ha'yerushal in yin zeh v'im ken yeshloy mash zeh ha'gmar yeh tzarek ulefi zem yushav heitev divrei ha'rambam. This is the way he explains the Rambam. But Reb Chaim said that this halacha bias kolchem isn't stam a box. It's not just a tanai in Trumas Ma'aseres. It's a tanai in Yerusha Sa'aretz and Kedusha Sa'aretz and Kibush Sa'aretz. Eretz Yisrael that's in Skadish, but bias kolchem is an under Eretz Yisrael if it's not in Skadish. And it, therefore, it has to happen b'shas the kiddush. As for that reason, Bayis Sheni was never niskadish b'vias kulchem. So the reason there was no chiyav trumas ma'aseres wasn't stam because it's missing a tanai. It's a chesaron in the ikur kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was bechefza different during the second Beis HaMikdash versus the way it was in the first Beis HaMikdash. And that's why in the first Beis HaMikdash you had the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Trumas HaMaisras. But in the second Beis HaMikdash you didn't have the Trumas the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Trumas HaMaisras. It's a chesaron in the Iker Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The only time we'll ever be chayv in Trumas HaMaisras midday Raisa and Shmita V'yoyvel again midday Raisa said Reb Chaim is when we Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael again. And this time we do it B'vias Kulchem. We do it with all of the Yidden there. And that's going to be Dafka in the third Beis HaMikdash. In other words, we have a machlo- in terms of understanding this Tanai of this Greiser Rambam in the end of the first parak in Hilchas Shumas, the Chazanish held that according to the Rambam, Eretz Yisrael today has the requisite Kedusha in order for it to be Chayiv in Shumas or Ma'aseres. Bayis Sheni had the Kedusha. Today we have Kedushas Bayis Sheni because Kedusha Sheni is Kitchel HaSalavoy. Sefel Ta Tanai. We're missing right now a Tanai. If we'd be mashlim that Tanai says the Chazanish, it's Pashit, im yeshuvu roiv Yisrael, afilu bizman agolos, will be chayv in Shumas HaMaisis de Raisa. It's because really we have the Kedusha. We're just missing the Tanai. It's a Tanai Ba'alma. Reb Chaim held that the Tanai is a Tanai in the Iker Kedusha. And being that B'shas Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, we couldn't satisfy that Tanai. So what happened is, it was chaser in the Kedusha. So according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam's going to hold that Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the proper Kedusha today for there to be a chiyuv in Trumas HaMaisras. And therefore, if the Zman HaGolus, Yeshuvu Roiv Yisrael, like Reb Chaim Briska, Reb Chaim and Sefer, it's going to come out that there will not be a chiyuv Trumas HaMaisras Midday Raisa. When will there be a chiyuv Trumas HaMaisras Midday Raisa again? That's L'shoyna Yazov Shal HaRambam. It's not going to happen again until the third Beis HaMikdash. It's not that the Rambam was saying Nevuah and prophecy, that he knew for a fact that you wouldn't have Roiv Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael until the third Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we will. But what he's saying is a lumdus, he's saying a halacha, that right now Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the Kedusha that it needs in order to be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisras. Kedusha Shnia? Yeah, it has episode Kedusha. A benish genug Kedusha for this cheftza. This it doesn't have. That's going to happen. The Bayis Shlishi, Sheyibana, b'mheir b'yameinu, amen v'amen.